If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I am the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. I have a special episode for you today. I typically like to record from my microphone. I usually know what I'm going to talk about. Today, I didn't do that. I want to share with you a little sneak peek or slip behind the curtain of kind of like what I am doing in my healing process, especially as it pertains to my sense of self-worth and also the fears that I still have that I am trying to, or not that I'm trying to, but that I am kind of like working through, since fear was a huge part of my foundation for a very long time of my life. I told you in the past episodes this year that 2025 is coming differently for me. I'm taking bolder action. I'm trusting myself more. I'm allowing myself to expand and show up instead of shrinking and pulling back and hiding myself, hiding my voice. And so me sharing this with you, this clip that you're going to hear after we're done here, is actually a very bold move because it's obviously not going to be edited. It's done on my iPhone, like I said before, so it's not going to sound as crisp. But I think that the message today is really going to resonate with you if you're a Black woman who is really in a place where she's done with allowing fear to dictate what she does, what she doesn't do, how she lives her life, how she feels about herself. If you're ready to trust in yourself more, if you're ready to trust your voice, trust your journey, this is definitely an episode for you, okay? Now, before I go to the next part, I do want to quickly say that in case you have not heard, on May 14th, 2025 at 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time, I am doing finally, as promised for several months now, the Podcasting 101 workshop specifically for Black women who are ready to use their voice. You are ready to stop hiding yourself. You know you want to be a content creator, or you know you want to be a podcaster, but you don't know where to start. You don't know what tools to use. You really don't have that sense of in your mind that you can do this, which actually you can. You can do this. You can become a podcaster. I am going to show you exactly what I did to get started and how I grew the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast as a quote unquote regular everyday Black woman who is not an influencer, not a celebrity, doesn't have millions of dollars being thrown into her podcast and production like these bigger shows do. I'm a one woman show, but I'm going to tell you or show you how I went from zero to over 7 million downloads in just a few years, which is, you know, to toot my own horn, major. So if you want to learn how to podcast, if you want to work with me closely on this, this is something that, you know, you've had in your heart for a long time. I want you to go right now to the show notes. You're going to see a link where you can sign up for this free podcasting class. It's going to be on Zoom May 14th, 7 p.m. Central. Okay. And it's called Take the Mic, Take Up Space. All right. Take the mic, take up space. You are not going to want to miss this. You're going to be kicking yourself in the butt if you do not come through and get these gems so that you too can stop hiding yourself and stop playing in 2025. Okay. We're not playing in our face no more. All right. So again, go right now before you forget to the show notes from this episode, click the link. Go sign up. It's absolutely free. All right. So I will see you again on May 14th, 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time on Zoom. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
So doing this for the month of April, where ChatGPT is helping me to work through some stuff, to trust my voice, to use my voice, to own my power, and to unlearn these harmful negative things that I have been believing about myself. This week, the focus is on trusting my voice, my truth is enough, my voice matters, what I say matters, that kind of vibe. And the goal for this week is to speak, to write, and create from my truth, even if it feels like it's too much. So today, the prompt is record a short voice memo or podcast episode about fear and worth. I've stalled on this because I don't even know what the hell this means. But I said I'm going to pick up the microphone or press record. I'm going to trust that whatever I do, however I show up, that's enough. That has been a part of the problem for a very long time. I would question everything. Is this right? Is this how I do it? Is this good enough? Is this good enough? Is this good enough? Is this good enough? Is this what you meant? Is this how I should do it? Should I do it like this? Or should I do it like this? Is this what you mean? Is this what you were saying? How do I do this? Should I do this? Like, no. I don't want to question anymore. Because that's literally my trauma showing up when I do that. Not that you can't ask questions, but it's the way that I would approach things with uncertainty until I got a cosign or a pat on the back. And then I would kind of like chug along or whatever, but I'm not going to do this. So I'm just going to talk through it. And whatever comes up is what was meant to come up. Most likely this will not be a podcast episode. This will just be for me. This will just be for me, at least this recording, and that's okay. But we'll see. So fear and worth. Fear and worth. So I'm sure that those things are tied together, obviously, fear and worth. And I think that's why I was struggling too. Like, how does this even make sense? Fear and worth, what about them? What about them? What about fear and what about worth? And how does that, like, resonate with me? What does that have to do with me trusting my voice and operating from a place that I'm enough, my truth is enough, it's okay for me to speak up, my voice matters, it doesn't have to be done perfectly so. And it does make complete sense as I'm kind of like processing this through this little voice note. Obviously, if I have been holding myself back with fear for so long, if I've been holding myself down out of fear for so long, even though I didn't think necessarily that it was always fear, but ultimately, that's a big part of it. If I've been holding myself back out of fear for so long, there's no way that I am thinking that I'm worthy. There is no way that I'm thinking that me as I am right now, this version of me who is becoming and who's figuring out her way and who has so much trauma that she has healed through and is healing through and dealing financially with some bullshit and trying to just reclaim the life that I deserve to live. Like, there's no way that I have had been feeling worthy, you know, enough to move past some things that were keeping me stuck through fear. And when I talk about this, like, what automatically comes to mind is a key area, which would be my finances. My finances, how I'm in debt, how I've been in debt for years. Well, it seems like years because it's just a cycle. I'll get out of debt and then I'm in debt again. Like, it's just this cycle that keeps happening. And this has been a cycle that's been going on since I left the womb. I have been perpetually in a place of lack financially or struggle or money trauma or money wounds since birth. And so how it manifests for me, you know, because you'll realize that your trauma, it manifests one way or another or five ways or another. Your trauma, your childhood trauma, the harms that have been that you have experienced and gone through either as a child or as a young adult or as an adult, right? They don't just magically go away. They show up. They show up and they show out sometimes at the most inopportune times. Not that there's ever a good time for your trauma to be like, hello, what's up, girl? I'm back. They just show up and they just show out and your trauma runs the show and you don't even be realizing it. For years, I always knew deep down that's like something's, I'm not right. something's not right, or not, let me rephrase it. It's not that I'm not right. Well, I probably did think that. Let's go with that. I'm not right. Because that was my trauma talking. Is there something wrong with me? I'm not right. I'm a bad person. Why would I just, I deserve this, obviously. Look at my life. Like, something's wrong with me. I'm not right. But dealing with that for years and years and years, and letting that trauma just show up, letting that trauma precede me, letting my trauma make the decisions, letting my trauma affect what I'm going to do or what I'm not going to do, or how I'm going to show up, how I'm not going to show up, how I'm going to hide, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do, who I'm going to be. My trauma did all of that. My trauma ran the show, because the little girl inside of me, she was so exhausted. She was so beat down inside. She was so minimized. She was so just feeling like, damn, this is it. You know, that, like, it was just so much, you know, for a little kid. It was just so much that outward appearances, yeah, I was there. I was present. I had fun. There were good days and all that stuff, obviously. But just overall, as an experience, I would say my trauma led a lot of the show. My fear of being further traumatized ran the show. And there's only so much that, when you kind of like shrink into yourself and you allow your trauma to run the show, there's only so much space for self-worth when you have gone within yourself, or like, what am I trying to say? Shrunk into yourself, or minimized, or shriveled up into yourself, and your trauma and fears and things are literally running the show out of safety, out of necessity. There's only so much space in your container for worth when your container is like so small that it can't hold all the things. Like, my container was so small from just years of just my life, you know? My container was so small, there wasn't room in my container for worth, or self-worth. There wasn't much room in my container for confidence. There wasn't much room in my container for self-love. There wasn't much room in my container for joy, like true joy on a consistent basis. There wasn't much room in my container for those kind of things, because in my small container, all I had the capacity for was safety, really. All I had was more or less, like if my container was only so big, and I would say just my safety and trauma and conditioning, that took up so much room. I would say, like, in struggle, that was probably like, I would say 75-80% of my vessel. 75-80% of my container was struggle. That's what I could hold. Struggle, fear, chaos, concern for my safety, that kind of thing. And you probably are like, well, Bree, what kind of concerns for your safety could you possibly have? You know, you're still here. Your mom and your dad, they did the best that they could, blah, blah, blah. And yes, they did. Yes, they did to a certain extent. They did to a certain extent. But, you know, getting punished, getting gaslit, getting yelled at, getting cussed at, being hit, being accused, being talked down to, living in a place of struggle, trying to survive, trying to go to school. And school can be traumatizing too, when your spirit's already competing with stuff that's going on at home and in your family life, you know? School can be hard. Trying to perform, like, my container can only hold so much. And I went through so much as a child. Many of us did. Many of us did. So if you're wondering why you find it so hard now to tap into feelings of self-worth, if you're wondering now why it's so hard to tap into, and not just tap into it, but to actually start to embody and become what it is your right to be. And many of us, we have to reclaim, you know. If you're wondering why, it's because your vessel, your container was minimized for however long. Even if you experience, let's say you were in a bad relationship. Let's say you got married in 2020 and you were in a really bad relationship for whatever reason. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's violence, you know, like physical violence or whatever. You know what I mean? Let's say you were in that relationship and you got married January 1, 2020, and you got divorced December 31st, 2020. And you might be thinking, well, Bree, that was only like a year. That was only like a year. Honey, do you know how much damage can be done to you in just a year? It doesn't have to take long. So if you're sitting there trying to justify or figure out, like, why do I feel like this? Why does it feel hard when I was only, I'm doing that in air quotes, only doing this or was only in this situation for 6 months or was only in this situation for 3 years, baby? Yeah, I don't give a damn if it was 2 days. Harm is harm. Harm is harm. And harm affects you tremendously. Okay? Harm is harm. So stop trying to figure out, like, well, this person was abused for 10 years and it was just, you know, I just went through something for 6 months or 2 years, like whatever. You don't need to justify the harm. What you need to understand is that harm affects you and it will shrink your container. Your container is your capacity. You wonder why you are burnt out, tired, exhausted, dealing with chronic illnesses, inflammation, lupus or chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia. You wonder why you have certain feelings about yourself. You wonder why you find it so hard to really just love yourself, as they say. You find it, you wonder why it's hard to have a relationship where you feel safe. You wonder why it feels so hard to start that business, start that podcast, start moving your body or exercising, going and doing things for you that feel good, that bring you peace, that bring you joy, setting boundaries, having hard conversations, deciding that this is the year I'm going to say F this debt and I'm going to clean up this cycle. You wonder why it's hard, and it's because it's tapped into what your capacity, like your capacity. It's tied into your capacity. And, you know, when you go through hard things, all right, it affects your container. So you want to have all this self-love and have these feelings of worth because you are worthy. You just don't. You find it hard to really believe it because you've gone through some things.
You know a snack is elite when it causes conversation, right? And let's be real. Wonderful Pistachios? Yeah, they're that snack. Whether it's the crunch, the flavor, or the fact that they just hit every single time, people are always going to have something good to say. And there's a flavor for every vibe, from classic favorites to bold options like sweet chili and salt and pepper. Personally, I'm all about the in-shell roasted and salted because there's just something about cracking them open that just makes snack time even better. Oh, and let's not forget, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Pistachios are known for their protein power, their fiber, and better for you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help keep you feeling fuller longer. So whether you're snacking solo or sharing the love, get snacking and get cracking with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
You're having hot flashes. The belly fat crept up on you. And surprise, surprise, you also notice a few hairs on your chin. Is this you? Have you considered that it's your hormones? Do me a favor. I want you to go right now to Happy Mammoth and take their free 2-minute quiz, which can help you get to the root of your hormonal symptoms. Just answer a few questions to get a personalized recommendation to help you maintain optimal hormone levels. I took it myself. I sure did. and he gave me personalized insights and recommended Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula that addresses key players in how your body functions, including stress hormones. Curious about yours? Go take that 2-minute quiz. It's an easy way to know where to start. In a survey, 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw improved mood, and 100% said that Hormone Harmony helped them feel like themselves again. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, you then gone through some things, and those things shrank your capacity to even see yourself as worthy because you have all this other shit going on, all this other stuff you are either dealing with or you have dealt with. And so that fear continues to just shrink your container. There's no way that you can really feel worthy if you haven't had a chance to really start addressing and being real about those fears. And stop downplaying those things. Stop downplaying the fact that you went through some things. You keep saying it was only this, it was only that, or, oh, we had good times. I struggled with that. And I still come around to that, you know, going back to my childhood, because that was like the start of everything for me. I'll still struggle with that. Like, oh, well, it wasn't so bad. Oh, it wasn't so bad. We had good times. I did fun things. She did her best. He did his best. They were, you know, like making excuses because you eat. It's like you still want to protect. For a long time, I was in that role of wanting to protect. That was one of my, I feel like that was something I was conditioned to do for some reason. Like wanting to protect when instead I should have been the one being protected. And my parent did. To a certain extent, like protect me in certain situations, like for sure. You know what I'm saying? But I felt like I had to take ownership of that. And I think that was a me thing because I was in a situation where my parent really didn't date, to my knowledge. And I'm assuming this is me as a kid projecting. Oh, she's probably lonely. Oh, she's sad. She's not in a relationship right now. I need to take care of her feelings. I need to step up and care for her and tend to her because... You know what I'm saying? You know how kids, we just do that. That's just what we do. Especially when we are in situations like where there's just a lot of struggle and strife, you know? It's just what we do. But it's really damn near impossible to tap into those feelings of worthiness when your vessel, your container, it just feels so small. And so the healing work really is, at least for me, and I'm not a therapist, but I feel like for me, the healing process helps me to, it's either a widening of my vessel. And because you can look at it two ways, either like your vessel is growing or you're unloading some of that stuff out of your vessel to make space. And I feel like it's both for me. I feel like it's both for me because I still am circling around some things. I'm still circling around some things that are in my container. And they have not been offloaded because I keep coming back to them. And so that's why I feel like it's both for me, because I feel like though I still have these areas that are hot to the touch, if you will, though I still have these areas where I feel fear around certain things, I feel like I am becoming... Like, I feel like my container, in other words, it's the capacity to hold space for really what is mine to hold. It's growing. I hope that you understand what I'm trying to say. So for me, it feels like both. But it has taken a long time for me to get to a place where I can even begin to feel worthy. And that's because I have been releasing and letting go of and addressing these fears one way or another. I've begun to address the things that were affecting me one way or another. The woman who felt worthless now feels like she has some worth. And I'm telling you this because in 2025, like, I'm not playing games. I've said this in the last few episodes, like, I'm coming for what is mine in 2025 and obviously beyond. And the reason why I'm able to do that is because I am letting go of some of those fears. I'm able to work through some of those fears. Or if not letting go of them, I'm in a place now where I can, as crazy as this may sound, I'm able to walk side by side with these fears. But these fears are not, they're no longer ahead of me, blocking me, darkening my path. You know how when you have a dog and the dog wants to be the damn leader, but you the alpha, damn it. But you have this new dog and the dog wants to be the damn alpha. That's what I'm dealing with right now, coincidentally. And not that my dog is the fear, but I'm just saying, like, my dog, she wants to be in the lead. She wants to run the damn show. When I'm taking a walk, she wants to go here, there, and everywhere, except for the direction that I want to head in, damn it. So we be tussling out there. I don't be tussling with her, but I'm really doing my best to train. I'm doing my best to train her to walk next to me and allow me. Like, I've got to take the lead. I've got to be the alpha. I've got to run this show. You ain't paying no bills up in here. You are the side chick. I am the lead. I am the alpha. So that's the fight we having right now, child. I don't know if I'm winning, she winning. I don't know, but it's going to take some time. But it will. Like, and even dealing with your fears and stuff and your self-worth, like, it will take some time. And sometimes you got to fight for it. You got to fight for it. So it's not that you're not worthy. It's just your fear is trying to lead the show, maybe for safety, maybe just for whatever reason, but the fear wants to continue being in the lead because, at least for me, the fear coincided with safety, struggle, pain, like all these things. Like, that's what's running the show. But I don't want my fear to run the show anymore because now I'm ready to expand my container. I'm ready to call in opportunities. I'm ready to call in favor. I'm ready to call in abundance. I'm ready to call in and reclaim self-love and reclaim joy and reclaim my peace and reclaim my freedom and reclaim my liberation and reclaim my worthiness, reclaim my confidence, reclaim my voice. I'm reclaim just my humanity. I'm ready to reclaim my humanity that has been stripped away. So I don't want my fear leading the way anymore. I have to tell my fear, you good. Take a back seat. And when it is relevant, yes, speak up. Like, if you see a lion coming, baby, let me know 50 miles before we get to that lion. Let a sister know. Give a warning, okay? But in the meantime, sit your ass in the back and settle down. It's time for me, this version of Brie, who wants to embody her empowered soul. It is time for me to step into my worth and honor my worth and do things from this place of worthiness. Because those are two different people. The you that is run by your fear compared to the you that is run by your sense of self-worth. Two different people, baby. Two different people that are going to lead you on two different timelines. So I was in the fear timeline forever. I was in that fear and despair and pain and anger and uncertainty and people pleasing and lack and struggle and depression. I was in that timeline for a very long time. Teeter-tottering in the middle for the last few years because I started really getting serious about addressing these things and speaking up on them and working through things and journaling through things talking to a therapist here and there and really just reflecting on and taking action on some things that could help me move more towards the place of operating from the worthy, or the I'm always worthy, but the version of me that knows she is worthy and feels her worth, and getting on that timeline. So that's where I am right now, you know? And I'm not saying that there's never fear. I'm not saying that things are perfect. I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying those things, but what I'm saying is that I'm on the timeline of like letting the version of me that knows she's worthy show up more and not allow things to hold me back. So, yeah, fear and worth, they're definitely connected. And so for you, you have to get to a place where you decide with which timeline do you want to be on, which timeline. And sometimes it's not even about which one you want to be on, but more so, you know that you are worthy deep down. It's like, how can I access that portion of me that is after she's gone through so much? And I can tell you that for me, as I'm just going to say it bluntly, for me, what helped me was starting to create. I started the podcast. That was like 4 years ago. Maybe 5 years ago, I'm not even sure. 3 years ago, something like that. But just being in the place to create and release some of that pent up energy or some of those pent up things that were within me helped me to shift into the version of me that I am now. And that took some time. So it's not like, hey, I'm going to make this choice. It was really about what I mean, I did make a choice. I don't know if I, in my mind, said, okay, I'm now going to choose my worth. I don't know if that's where I started, like when I started the podcast, but it was more so like a choice of I want to choose myself. I'm not sure exactly how to do that, but I do know that I can create this podcast and start stepping into my power that way, even if no one listens to it. So I'm not saying that, you know, a podcast is the key for you necessarily, but I feel like there's something that you can do that is within your power right now that will help you start to see your fear for what it is and help you start to, on some level, start to release some of that. So maybe it is creating a podcast. Maybe it is creating art. Maybe it is creating, maybe it's moving your body in a certain way where you're able to take some time to just create, because you're still creating, create some space for yourself through movement, something that gets you all worked up, yoga, boxing, spin, something that gives you space to put your fears to the side for just 45 minutes and just be in the moment. Because I found that when I was, well, I still take my walks and stuff, and I just started doing a little bit of jogging now. I want to get back into jogging. But when I took that 30-minute walk, 45-minute walk, hour walk, whatever, I would process things. And even when you're doing activities where you're focused, for example, let's say you're taking boxing or something where you've got to be really focused or you're going to get punched in the face. I feel like your body can do more than one thing at a time. So you're boxing and punching, but there's still a form of release there. It really, really is, as you're sweating and moving your body, because your body, especially if you're like in fight or flight mode, like your body remembers things. Your body has that energy stored up. It needs some place to go. It needs something to do. So when you move your body in that way, when you're creating space for yourself in that way, or again, when you're just creating something where you can take some time and get out of your head, it pulls from your reserve. It pulls from those places. And it helps you tap in that way. So find a form of release, sis, if this sounds like you. even if it isn't, even if you are addressing things and you feel like you're good, I will still recommend you find some form of release if you don't have one. We all need to have some type of release, some type of hobby, something where you are sweating or creating or moving your body, moving around, having to be creative, thinking differently. I promise you, when you start doing that form of release, it does help you tap into your worth. Again, it doesn't make you worthy. You're already worthy. But your fear has been running the show for so long, it thinks that it needs to dictate your life. And that's not true. It is okay for you to allow the real you to show up and to start leading the way. And to tell fear to sit yourself down somewhere. I got this. Okay, I'm going to make sure we're okay. I got this. Thank you for how you tried to protect me, or how you protected me in the past, how you wanted to keep me safe, how you had to be hypervigilant and continue to read the room and know these people and know someone's energy and, you know, things like that to help keep you safe emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. I thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Because your fear, it does serve a purpose. So it's okay to say thank you. Thank you so much. But I got this now. Okay. I got this now. I'll let you know that I'm going to take the lead now. I'm going to move forward in my life. And I'm going to move forward in a way where I can really start to appreciate myself more. Reclaim my love for myself. Relearn what that means for me. Relearn what it means to feel true joy and peace and happiness and security and safety. You know, safety. Sometimes we have to create that safety within ourselves. That safety and that peace and that worthiness. All those beautiful things. So, yeah. What a good exercise. I didn't even know the things that I was going to say on this podcast episode, but here we are. And maybe I will release it. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, this was really, really good. So I would encourage you to do the same. Here's the assignment. Okay. Because I literally did the assignment. I trusted my voice. Whatever came up was meant to be said. However it was said is how it was meant to be said. Didn't need to be perfect. Doesn't need to be perfect. It never needs to be perfect. And just remember that your truth, however it comes up, it's enough. Your voice, it makes a difference. It matters. What you say matters. Your truth matters, whatever that is. But the assignment is just grab your phone. If you have an iPhone, hit the voice memo button or app. And I'm sure that, what is it? Not Google. What's other Android phones have something similar as well. We can record your voice. And the prompt is to record a short voice memo or podcast episode about fear and worth. That's the assignment. No other instruction. And whatever comes up, allow it to come up. And if you record that and you want to let me know how that goes, feel free to email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com or go to Spotify and leave a comment and I will respond. All right. All right. Well, that's it for this week's episode, because apparently I'm going to release this. Have a blessed week and I'll see you next Monday.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.